Return to the gospel lesson. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." The gospel. A day older, a day wiser. That's how the axiom goes. And you start to think about it, it makes a lot of sense. Most of us have gained some wisdom, at least, through experience. But if that always and only proved true, many of us should be very wise, especially through the mistakes we've made and gained experience. And yet, how often doesn't it happen? Someone standing near us, muttering under their breath as they shake their heads, "You'll never learn, will you? We're not as wise as we think we are. We're not as wise as we would like to be." And we all pursue wisdom. On a daily basis, we recognize the need for improvement in the management of our lives and wisdom that covers the facets of our lives, as complex and diverse as they are. If it was only experience by which we would become more wise, brother, that would take a long time, wouldn't it? But there is a more expedient method. If you haven't found it yet, it's looking around you, seeking out those that you see are living their lives with wisdom, who clearly are good managers of their relationships or their time or their financial resources. You pay attention. You ask yourself the question, what do the wise do in regard to this or that or the other thing? You study what the wise do. And in the process, you also become wise. Now, if you look back on history and you ask the question, wisdom is always in the eye of the beholder. Who could we find that most people throughout the generations have agreed are wise men? You find them here. Now, I get it. In the newer translations of the NIV, they use something more closely tied to the original language, the Magi, the great ones. Were they scholars? They certainly studied the stars. They knew the heavens well, and they knew what to do when they saw a new constellation that led them on the journey of their lives, on one of the great journeys of all time. Were they royalty? We cannot know for sure. But they clearly were wealthy. And if you turn back to the pages of the Old Testament and scour for prophecies and predictions of this moment in Bethlehem, there certainly seems to be evidence that at least some of that entourage had royal blood coursing through their veins. How many that were there, we have no idea. How large of a group of people came with them to serve them and assist them in their journey to Jerusalem and then to Bethlehem, we also have no idea. But we're left with no doubt. They were wise. Wise enough to have heard Scripture. Exactly what Scriptures and how they came to know them, we are not told. But they knew where to go. Jerusalem. And they knew what question to ask. Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? They lived in a dark and uncompromising world. They lived in the reality of their sins and their brokenness and their desire for something better. They knew there had to be something better than just this life and the day-to-day existence. As comfortable as it may have been for them, it was just as challenging because they were just as sinful with their shortcomings and their diseases and their pains and their failures and their heartache in relationships. They were human beings who lived human lives. It doesn't matter if you have the label great one or the littlest of all. This life brings pain. This life brings sadness. This life brings moments of heartbreaking realization that our God has every right to be angry with us, and we have nothing we can say or do or offer him to change the reality of what we deserve for who we are and what we've done. That was no different for them. So since they share our dilemma, perhaps it would be wise of us to ask the question, what do the wise do? They pursue truth. And in pursuing that truth, they follow the call of God, the direction of the Spirit in God's Word, wherever it leads, to experience what God has planned for them to know, to trust, to realize this side of eternity. It's not too much of a stretch of the imagination to realize that there were likely a lot of people around these magi who didn't think they were all that wise, traveling the distance that they did, expending the resources that they did, giving the extravagant gifts that they gave to this poor little boy, living in a shack in Bethlehem of all places. But they knew what they were doing. They knew what they were pursuing, and they knew what they desired to gain from it. Hope, forgiveness, unconditional love, eternal life. If you have had enough life rake you over the coals and turn you inside out, empty your pocketbook, break your heart, give you a headache over and over again, you know the wisdom in pursuing what they were pursuing. It appears it may have been as long as a 2-year journey because they saw a star in the sky. That doesn't sound wise at the outset. But day by day, step by step, as they got closer to Jerusalem, and after hearing from Herod's advisors, their journey should extend to Bethlehem. They were overjoyed when they saw that star again, and it led them right to the house where Jesus was. And what did they do? They worshiped him. Think that through. Great ones, magi, from faraway places, came to that little house in that little town and fell on their faces on the floor in front of a tiny little baby boy, and then gave him of their treasures gold, frankincense, myrrh. You see a pattern? You see a pattern to follow? You see a pattern, a path to wisdom for you and for me? Scour the Word. Find the truths of God. Find direction for life and the pursuit of happiness and forgiveness and hope and certainty of eternal life. And when you have found it, when you know it is in front of you, worship the source of those treasures with your words, with your life, with treasures of your own. They made sacrifice. There's absolutely no doubt for you and me as we read these words that this was a big commitment. But they had certainty from the Scriptures what they were committing to. I doubt there are very few in this room tonight that don't have enough of a grasp of the Scriptures and the promises of God to realize how they should not be taken for granted. How they are the everlasting, objective, universal truth around which we should build our lives if we are wise. Our day-to-day lives, all the pursuits of our lives, the amazing journeys that we blessed modern American people have opportunities to pursue in our lives. But when those moments turn lonely and dark, full of pain and uncertainty, remember what the wise ones do. They listen to the Word. They look for the Savior. When they find Him, they worship Him and give Him their best. The best of themselves, the best of their bank accounts, the best of all they are and all they hope to be. I can't believe that after not going back to Herod and making their way by another route back to their homes, these great ones never spoke to each other or to anyone else about what they found in that little hut in Bethlehem that day. That their journey of years had been successful, and that the promises of God they had come to know through whatever Old Testament scriptures were a part of their reality, that God fulfills every one of His promises. That God has come here to be one of us. In their gift of myrrh, many scholars see a foreshadowing of the anointing of embalming that Jesus received in the moments and hours after His death. How much they knew, how much they understood, you and I will never know. But what you do and I do know is that baby they worshipped grew to be a man who placed himself beneath our greatest needs, who faced temptation and trial, persecution and abuse, suffering and bloody death to pay for your sins and mine, and he rose on the third day to guarantee life with him forever. There is your motivation if you were looking for it. To do what the wise do. For the wise, when they see everything in front of them that their hearts have longed for, that their minds have strained for, that everything about them is told, you will be whole. You will know your God, and He will know you face to face as it was originally meant to be. Through that baby that they worshiped, who grew to be the Savior we all worship. We know, don't we? We know what the wise do. Tonight we've gathered to do that. To hear the word, to worship the God of our salvation, and to give him our gifts. Be wise. Follow that pattern. Follow that path. Know all the blessings that these great ones knew. For you know where it all leads. You know what the wise do. Amen.